believe him. That is a tradition of man, and that is going to keep you from the fullness that Jesus has promised for you. Verse 9 again, for in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. That's not talking about God. That's talking about Jesus Christ, his son. And in him, capital H again, you have been made complete. You have been made full. And he is the head and over all rule and authority. When you put Jesus on the right throne, when you put him as head over and rule over all, and then you will see that he has put you as a complete member of the body right there where you need to be. You are going to come into your calling. You're going to come into your blueprint. As you put Jesus in his right standing, you're going to come into your right standing.
Now, to take that and apply that, you know, to say, okay, I'm complete in Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, the devil is going to fight you. And as it says in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 13, Satan is going to try to come and take the Word of God out of your heart before you have understanding. And what the implication is there in the parable of the sower is, in fact, the tragedy is that three kinds of hearts out of the four, or we could say three types of soil out of the four, failed. Mm-hmm. Only one, where there was understanding, did the word produce 30, 60, and 100 fold. Folks, I'm going to tell you, you're in for the battle of your life if you step up to these levels here and you say, I want to be one of those people that walk around all the time and know that I'm complete in Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. because I'm full of his deity.
That's
I
right.
want to be one of those persons that walks around and says, truly, literally, I don't just have this now legally, I've got it vitally, that all things belong to me. I belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I'm seated in the heavenly places. He's fighting for me in heaven, and I'm representing him on the earth. I'm out here to do what Jesus did, and that's destroy the works of the devil. Now, what does that mean? That means you can speak against poverty, against sickness, against accidents. You can stand up and act like Jesus as if he was here fighting your battles personally in the flesh for you.
That's right.
That's the power of attorney.
And you can believe that because God took that heart of stone that you had and gave you a heart of flesh when you asked him to forgive you. And that's in Ezekiel 11:19. And then he went further. He baptized you in a baptism of death. And Paul says that in Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. When you're new in Christ Jesus, you know that Christ lives in you. And it says here in Colossians 2:12, you have been buried with Jesus in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, raised up from the dead. And when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, and you were, through Adam's sin, we were all dead. We were dead to an eternity of death in the spirit, soul, and body. We were bound to a death. You were made alive together with him, having forgiven us of all of our transgressions. When we accept Jesus as our Savior, we go, Darren, you're absolutely right, we go from the kingdom of darkness, we've been serving the devil, to the kingdom of light, where we're serving Jesus Christ.
Well, it also goes on to say there in Colossians 2 and verse 14, that he canceled out the certificate of debt, consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. He's taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Now, here's the payoff. And when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, that was when he was in hell, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him.
Yes. Now, what he did here on the cross, he nailed that certificate of debt, that sin. All that Satan ever accuses you of, all that condemnation, all that guilt, all that sin that you've committed, on the cross, Jesus nailed that. I love that descriptive verse, Darren. Everything that was hostile towards us, he took it out of the way, nailing it, bang, 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 to the cross. And he disarmed the rulers and authorities. Oh, that is so exciting.
Now, Jesus also went to hell when, you know, between the time he was crucified and his body is in the grave. You know, spiritually, he went to hell and preached to the captives. And it says here, he triumphed over them openly. He made a public display. Mm-hmm. He took the keys to the devil's house.
Yes.
That's good news. Now, we give you that background to tell you now the application here of the power of attorney. Now, I'll tell you, as you begin to move out here in healing, you begin to move out in finance, you begin to have a vision that you can be an overcomer. The devil is going to challenge you in the spirit. He's going to challenge you in the natural. People are going to challenge you. Unfortunately, some pastors are going to tell, well, who do you think you are? You haven't been to seminary. You didn't even go to Bible school. What makes you think you can go up to the hospital and pray for people and see them healed? You know, just cool your jets and let the pastors and the staff take care of that. And people are going to come against you. Some are going to say, well, I remember what kind of sinner you were, and you can't deny that you weren't there at one time because. And then the old flashbacks begin to come, and you begin to realize that, hey, I'm going to have to fight a battle here. And I'll tell you, folks, I mentioned this to Barbara last night. I believe this is the very battle of your life, is when you say, I'm going to step out of that sin consciousness that came into the human race in the Garden of Eden. We've already talked about that. I'm going to step out of that sin consciousness, in other words, of always feeling unworthy, inferior, you know, second class, second rate, like a failure, like I'm not qualified, like I'm not ready, like, you know, all this kind of stuff. If you're going to be powerful for God, you need to accept his power of eternity that he gave you. And I want to read you a scripture. In John chapter 14, verse 13, it says, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, when we talk about God glorifying himself in Jesus on the earth, what he's doing is he's showing up. He is evidencing his power and authority and ability to do those impossible things. And I love, and I quote this all the time, but Mark 10:27 says, with men it's impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. So when we step into this power of attorney and we begin to speak in the name of Jesus and demand those things that have been made available to us, we're operating as if Jesus was here. We're doing what Jesus would do if he were still here in the flesh. Now, you're going to be challenged if you do that. Let me tell you, the devil's going to come after what you believe about yourself, your confidence. He's going to bring up all kinds of flashbacks and all kinds of stuff, you know, when you weren't quite as good as you are now. And you're going to have to speak the word of God and say, I've been empowered to do this. I've been forgiven. My sins are covered under the blood. I've got my vision. I know who I am in Jesus Christ, and I'm going to go for it. Mm-hmm. And that's when you need to be speaking scriptures like Hebrews 10:35 that we've given 14 million times, but it says, cast not away your confidence, for it has a great reward. Now, here comes the scripture that describes the battle that you're going to be in, the payoff, when you begin to operate in the power of attorney, in the authority of Jesus Christ that he gave all of us in his name. It says, and when you have done the will of God, you will receive what was promised. And you're going to have to stand in there and fight like a bulldog and say, I'm not giving this thing up. Jesus made it available. I only got a piece of it, but I'm hanging here until I get more and more and more and more and more. And if it's possible, I'm going to get it all. Mm-hmm. You got to be a bulldog in tenacity there if you're going to operate in the power and authority and ability. Barbara, let me ask you, have you seen an example of a person operating in the power and authority of Jesus in a power of attorney?
In the power of attorney?
In the power of attorney. I'm throwing my wife a curve here.
Yeah, I've seen several evangelists act with that kind of authority and that kind of power. And you don't want me to name them, do you? Or,
well, just give me an example. Give me an example.
An example is I've seen Benny Hinn when we went to his crusade. I saw him in the name of Jesus pray a prayer over the audience, and then people came up and testified of their healing. And that is the miraculous power that he's given to us. Jesus isn't there in person, but he's given us that power in person to pray for people, lay hands on people, as it was in the book of Acts, and people are healed. And we see that in class, Darren, that we are used as servants. We are used almost as conduits. The Holy Spirit flows through us as we lay hands on people, and people have been healed. One lady of MS, lots of back problems healed. A young guy, broken wrist, healed. I mean,
Instantly you see
that all the time when we walk by faith and do that kind of thing by faith.
Well, I tell you, when we begin to step out and say, Jesus, I believe you meant what you said. I believe that you meant, if I used your name, as you said in Scripture, that you would work on my behalf here.
But as we do that, as we use that miraculous power, more traditional men are going to come against us. And that is one battle that we have to fight. And Paul goes on in Colossians 2 saying, you know, let no one act as your judge. And he goes on for 3 or 4 verses, Darren, saying they're going to try to defraud you and try to put you down and say that atonement is not for us today anymore, or these miracles are not for us today anymore. But we have to stand on the word that it's true.
Well, you want to know something?